So to establish a very good daily religious routine, for the cultivator to develop a very stable daily mindfulness when they revert back to normal day-to-day cultivation after the eight-day retreat. So this is what you must do, understand not? Here you have all the time to settle down, to train it, to stabilize it. Then once you have that stability of mindfulness ready, move into the daily mindfulness. If you can stabilize in the retreat, then you go back, you have a chance. But to do it, to make sure that chance materializes, you must have a daily religious routine initially. This is what my teacher Ajahn Yantra taught me almost 34 years ago. He said, must have a good religious routine. You know what is a religious routine? So that it keeps you occupied with your religious cultivation, your spiritual cultivation. So what I did was, in the past, he used to say, every morning when you wake up, pay respect triple gem first. For me, later on, I developed the understanding, I say, aware first. Understand not? That's why you wake up, the very moment you wake up, I think Cindy, you will understand. He listened to my CD, and she did that. Very good. After that, she become very different. Cindy Chong. Where is she? Sadhu. She told me, she said, your advice are very good. Aware that you are in the lying posture. Understand? Then after that, aware of how you move, how you come out and arise from that lying down posture. Means if you have a blanket or a comforter or what, how all this movement come to be. Then when you are aware inside, you can see your mental intention and flow. Understand? It's not what they tell you, you know. The walking meditation, lifting, pushing. No verbalization one. Then what they tell you is, everything mindful, understand? Mindful. But no, the one that stimulates you to come out is usually what? Your bladder full already. You want to go toilet already. Or the washroom. And most people, without any awareness, they already in the WC there, relief already. Answering nature's call and relief. But when you have the mindfulness training, like what Cindy followed and went through, you wake up, no matter how urgent the bladder is, no need to worry. You still have the awareness. Then if you have trained your mindfulness, how your hand moves, how it actually removes the blanket or the comforter, then how you intend to turn and move out, everything with awareness. That's how you sit, how you stand. That's why lying down aware, sitting aware, standing aware. Then how you move to your washroom. How your hand open the doorknob, fully aware. Then how you push it. Then how you go into the washroom and how you answer nature's call. No need to describe too detail. How you take off the thing, or no need. Because if you are mindful, you will be mindful of all this action. Then how you sit down. The awareness is with it. Then how you answer nature. Everything that go on within your form and mind, you aware. If you have that type of stability of mindfulness, you are already hitful, understand not? And you can see things as they are. You can observe things very clearly. And your mindfulness will transform and develop the progress. Like I told Kong Chai, the Singaporean. No need to ask, how do I know when I have progress? That one, you are wasting your time. Because the person who developed the awareness-based training will understand that sati has arisen. When sati has arisen, the form and mind will know, because it saw that awareness and the movement is one. And everything you do, you can have the awareness with it. Last time, you are too busy thinking, panicking, and like the urgency, that one take over the whole process. until you become Hitler. Then habitual, you just quickly, how you come out, all the activity in between you never see. And that is heedlessness. When you are mindful, you're completely different. So he said, train that. Then after that, first thing you do, if you need to wash up first, you wash. Then all do mindfully. Then come out, pay respect. For me, I do it differently. I aware. Then if I no need to go toilet, then I will straight away come out with full awareness. Then I will pay respect. No need to go down to the altar. Understand? From your bed, you pay respect. We have Buddha nature is everywhere. Understand? You understand? The Buddha nature is the oneness nature. Yeah. It's just like the Zen story, you remember? You all heard of this story or not? There was a Zen monk. Actually, he's enlightened already. He speed. Then the Novik monk look at him. How can you do that? He said, this is a temple, way place. Then the old monk asked back, tell me where there is no Buddha nature so that I can speak. the Novik monk look at him. Still the old monk, the old ginger, more kyung. That's why those who understand, how can you say all you've been rigid is like that? I told you, morning, wake up, away. Then pay respect, triple jam. You need to answer nature's call, answer. Then after that, meditate. At least 15 to 20 minutes. Then share merit, transfer merit. So you can chant like our normal puja chanting. Namo tassa bhagavato. Then you can read it, metta, you read it. Then you silence your mind, you meditate. So all in 45 minutes, you can. If you cannot, then need to go office, need to work, you go. Then wherever got free time, you develop the meditation. Then in between, anything you do, maintain awareness. The daily mind must maintain until you move out of the house. Then the first thing you have to do is whenever you come back the house, pay respect, triple jamfer, develop mindfulness. Then at night before you sleep, again pay respect, meditate. Then after that, aware before the body relax and fall into the what they call subconscious and unconscious state to sleep. But if you can maintain awareness, try to maintain awareness and allow your body to rest, but your awareness stay. If you can do that, will be very good. Then your daily mindfulness will develop. Then you can move on to driving to the office where you work and to daily activity. You try to continue with the awareness-based meditation, means the daily mindfulness to stabilize your inner awareness so that you are aware most of the time, so that you hardly think unless required. Then in the meeting also be observant, aware, relax, maintain. Your mind become very different, very sharp, very clear, very tranquil, very still. And you become very efficient. You do things very fast. And you have clarity. That's how heedful living can transform you. Your career will improve. You will be liked by your bosses and you will receive a lot of good promotion and comment.